The Limits of Military Power. Here's an astounding fact. U.S. military spending in 2006 was nearly equal to the military spending of the rest of the world combined. By now, after large increases in the U.S. budget in fiscal years 2007-2008, it's very likely that U.S. military spending now exceeds the rest of the world's. Since the United States constitutes just 5% of the world's population, the implication is that U.S. military spending per person is nearly 20 times the world average. It is a hallmark of U.S. national security doctrine that U.S. security rests on the pillars of defense, diplomacy, and development. But to understand the true nature of policy, it's good to follow the money. In fiscal year 2007, the United States spent an estimated $572 billion on the military, $11 billion in international security, security assistance to countries such as Iraq and Afghanistan, $14 billion in development and humanitarian aid, and $11 billion for diplomatic functions, State Department, embassies. The figure is a startling and vivid display of the lopsided nature of our national security investment. We should understand these allocations as investment choices in our national security, with a startling and threatening imbalance. Let's just consider one example. Part of the great development challenge in Africa is disease control, with malaria control ranking at or near the top of priorities. Malaria causes up to 1 billion clinical episodes per year, and between 1 and 3 million deaths. It impedes African economic development. It is a stated priority of the Bush administration. Now we will follow the money. There are 300 million sleeping sites in Africa in regions of malaria transmission. These sites should be protected by long-lasting insecticide-impregnated bed nets, LLINs. With recent technological improvements, these nets last for 5 years, cost $5 per net, and on average 3 nets are required to protect 5 people in the household. There are an average of 3 sleeping sites for the 5 people in the household, and each of these sleeping sites should be covered. This comes to 60 cents per person per year. Yet even the small price of $5 per net puts them out of reach for hundreds of millions of impoverished people. Note that the total cost of bed nets for every sleeping site in Africa for a 5-year period would be $1.5 billion, equals $5 per net for 300 million sleeping sites. Yet that is less than what the Bush administration spends on the Pentagon every day. The Pentagon has a $620 billion budget in fiscal year 2008, which translates into $1.7 billion per day. It's a striking truth worth pondering. One day's Pentagon spending would provide enough funds to ensure anti-malarial bed net protection for every sleeping site in Africa for 5 years. A fully comprehensive malaria control program for all of sub-Saharan Africa, including bed nets, medicines, community health workers, diagnostics, training, and indoor residual spraying, would require around $3 billion per year, or less than 2 days Pentagon spending. The President chose to allocate a little under 10% of the total need, roughly $240 million per year. This fiscal choice is certainly not guided by management or the administrative difficulties of doing more. The International Red Cross and partners, including UNICEF, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, national governments, and other NGOs, have demonstrated the ability to distribute bed nets on a remarkably widespread basis in a very short time, even in the poorest and most difficult rural settings. Yet these proven national campaigns, led by the International Red Cross, must struggle for cash to buy nets and other commodities. Money is the obstacle to scaling up, not logistics, politics, absorptive capacity, or other excuses that are often made. Of course, it could still be argued that the military preponderance of U.S. security spending is sensible. We are in a war against terror, claims President Bush, and wars are costly. The problem, however, is a failure to understand how to achieve true security in the 21st century. The issue is not winning against a conventional army, but removing the fundamental sources of instability. By that standard, the Pentagon spending is misguided. We are spending in ways sure to lead to sorrow and frustration, rather than true national and international security. This book is continued on Disc 9.